Welcome to God's Powerful Promises for September 2023. Let's get started. John 15:9. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. Confess this, Jesus loves me, and I rest in his love. First Thessalonians 5:24. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Confess this, God will complete what he began in my life. Romans 6:14. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Confess this, sin doesn't control me, because I live in God's grace. Luke 11:9 and 10. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Confess this, when I ask, seek and knock, I receive, find, and doors are open. Second Corinthians 5:9. Therefore we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to him. Confess this. It's my goal to please God in all I do. Isaiah 46:10. My purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. Confess this. God is working in my life to accomplish his will in me. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Confess this. I live by faith, trusting in what God has said and promised. Ephesians 1:17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. Confess this. God gives me wisdom and reveals Jesus to me. Romans 5:3 and 4. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Confess this. I rejoice in suffering because I know God is at work in me. 1 John 3:19 and 20. We will know by this that we are of the truth, and will assure our heart before him in whatever our heart condemns us, for God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Confess this. In Jesus Christ, I am free from guilt and condemnation. 2 Peter 1:3. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness, through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Confess this. God has already given me everything I need to live the Christian life. John 17:13. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so they may have the full measure of my joy within them. Confess this. Jesus fills me with his joy. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all. Confess this. Because of Christ, I have peace in every situation. Philippians 4:6. Don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Confess this. I do not worry, I pray. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Confess this. I have been crucified with Christ, and he lives in me. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Confess this. I am strong and courageous because Jesus is with me. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. Confess this. I rest in the protection and care of the Lord. Romans 14:8. For if we live for the Lord. Or if we die for the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Confess this. In life and death, I am still the Lord's. Psalm 55:22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Confess this. Since Jesus is my security, strength, and comfort, I place all my cares on him. Psalm 103:11. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his faithful love toward those who fear him. Confess this. God's love for me is never ending and beyond my comprehension. Romans 6:11. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Confess this. I am dead to my sin, but alive in Christ. For more teaching on the promises of God, go to dailypromise.com.